Okay. Let's see. Tuesday, January 19, 2021, 5:54 a.m. Today is the 1 year anniversary since my quadruple bypass surgery. So a year ago today, I was laying on the table, a couple hours from now. See, when did they start it operating? I think it's 6:30 or 7 they started operating. And so they had my chest cracked open, doing whatever else they got to do. I had the tube stuck down my throat. I remember being outside the operating room talking to the guy that pushed me in, the nurse that pushed me in, and then they put me in there and transferred me to the table and gave me a shot. And every time I get on that dang table, it's cold. It seems so cold in there. So I told him, hey, it's kind of cold. So they as usually what they do is they put some towels on my arms and my legs to keep me warm, and that felt good. Put the shot in my arm, boom, I was out. Next thing I know, I'm waking up and kinda in a hallucinatory state. I could hear my wife there, my friend Jeff, who brought her there. The nurse was there telling me that to try to breathe on my own, and when I can start breathing on my own for a certain amount of time, that they take the tube out of my throat, which I really wasn't aware that was there, but I said, okay. I'm thinking to myself, and I thought I was talking fine, but I couldn't be possibly been talking fine with a tube down my throat. But the hallucinatory vision I had was this maze of pipes, black plastic pipes, clouding my view, and all connected together like a capillary system in your lungs or something, you know? The pipe going all the way down to the very little small reaches of my lungs. And so I say, okay, I'd do it. And I try to breathe, and nope. They said, well, you're not breathing. After the nurse would come back and say, you're not breathing still. So keep trying. I said, okay. So I can do it. So I start doing it, and no. She'd come back and say, you're still not doing it. Remember, as soon as you start breathing on your own, we can get this pipe out of your throat. I said, okay. Excuse me. So at one point, I don't know. I kind of felt like I fell asleep a little bit more, but and I don't really know how long Jeff and Margaret were there, but it didn't seem like it was that long. And anyway, so at one point, the nurse says, "Okay, it's probably a good enough time to pull the pipe out." So she pulled it out, and I could feel this. It felt really big. It felt, and I still wasn't, my eyes still weren't open or something, because I really wasn't looking at anything. I was still looking at that vision in my mind about this big, complex, fantastic pipe works that were in my lungs. And so she pulled it out, and I could feel it. It was like, ooh, but that was that was different. And my throat didn't hurt or anything. There was no pain or anything. I had surgery before, and I remember the first thing waking up was that my throat was hurting, and they said it was because of the breathing pipe that they had down my throat. I said, oh, and I expected the same thing this time, but no, not one bit of pain. It was, if anything, it felt like my throat was a lot bigger. And anyway, so the nurse said, oh, told me to open my mouth, and she used this little suction device. It was suctioning out all the spit or whatever. And she said, here, and she put it in my hand, says, go through and suction out everything you can toward the back of your throat. I said, okay. And so I started doing it, and I was really shoving that thing way back in the back of my throat. And without any kind of gag response, I said out loud, "Boy, this is I should be able to do porn movies with with no gag response like what I have right now." And my friend Jeff goes, "Oh God," because he knows the kind of stuff that I'll say that is just totally embarrassing. I never asked Margaret about that, but I should today. Anyway, so I was trying to, oh yeah. I was when the tube was still in my throat, I was trying to communicate with them, and they couldn't understand what I was saying, but I knew what I wanted to say, and they said, "Give me something," and I kind of either said, "Give me something to write," or then they gave me something to write. They gave me a pen and some paper, and I tried scribbling something on there, and they said, "We can't make that out." Jeez. I wonder what their feelings were about that. Anyway, so that was an interesting day coming out of that. That was already in the evening. That was in there all day. Basically, let's see, it was like, I don't know what, 5, 6 hours of surgery or something like that, and a bunch of hours of recovery. So that was around 7 o'clock that they finally got me out of it, in the evening that they finally got me out of the out of my deep sleep. So I guess that's how serious the surgery was, that they had to keep me under for so long. But from then on, it's just been uphill. The nurses said I did really well. I had all sorts of strength. They were amazed how well I could sit up in bed, because every one of the other guys on the in the ward and the ICU needed help just sitting up on the edge of the bed, and they helped me. But truthfully, I felt I could just do it myself, and I did. And they were just completely amazed. I was in the hospital for quite a while, longer than what they normally do, but mainly because of my heart beat. I have atrial fibrillation, and they wanted to make sure that they can control the number of beats that I had. And for the past year, it seemed, because of atrial fibrillation, the only thing I can't really take my own pulse, because it's hard to really distinguish what the beats are. And even taking my blood pressure, which I do every day, it gives me a heart rate, which is all over the charts. I mean, it could be really low, it could be really high, but depending on what my AFib is telling the machine that my heart rate is. So that's pretty much useless. But back in September, I had that stress test to see exactly how strong my heart was, how well I was doing, and I guess I passed that pretty much with good grades, good marks. So I intend to continue to be on a plant-based whole foods diet, which is not hard for me to do. The wife and I even had some. We had I made the stir fry eggplant with the jalapeno and onions. What else did I put in that? Cilantro, garlic, fresh garlic, and brown rice. And I threw a little bit of soy sauce on mine, and that was a good dinner right there. I guess because I'm not really dropping a lot of weight, I can just start cutting down on my portions. And we'll see how that works, and get back on my walking program. Even though it's cold outside, it's not as cold as it was last week. It's actually going to be pretty warm this week. So, but it's going to fluctuate that way. Here in Sacramento, it usually gets like about now, and then it can get cold again. It can get really warm. So, just counting on that global warming to warm things up for me, so I can get out there. But. It's been a pretty good year. Went by kind of fast, I guess, but still pretty good. So, let's call it that for now, and we'll see what happens. I might try to paint here a little bit, and we'll see how it goes. 8:06 a.m. Okay, I worked on the big panel for a while here, and I'm gonna go for a walk, even though it's cold outside. So have a good day. Okay, it's 11:30 a.m.
I don't have time ahead of time to answer these questions.
No, we'll just go straight with to the questions. So Margaret's been kind enough to answer some of these questions that I had. After my surgery, Jeff brought you to see me, right? And Jeff was there.
He took me the night before your surgery. We went to see you.
But when I was coming out of surgery.
You were coming out of surgery.
He was there because I pretty much recall that he was there.
Yes, he was.
Okay,
and
both times. Yeah, so. At one point, I was trying to talk. Well, when you came in, I was already there then, right?
Which day? The night before?
After the surgery.
You were there, yes.
Okay.
You were still not fully out of
it. Right, and they had the tube in my throat.
Right. She pulled it out after we got here.
Right, but she was trying to get me to breathe on my own. So, and once I started breathing on my own, they were going to take the tube out, right?
Right.
And you were there for that?
Right.
And I was thinking that I was communicating with you guys, talking with you guys like normal, but I wasn't.
No, you were not.
Yeah. So was I just making funny noises then or something, or was I even trying to talk to you?
A couple of times you made an attempt, but you couldn't convey, we couldn't understand you.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't understand what you were saying, so you gave up.
Uh-huh. But then at one point I said, give me something to write with, right?
Yeah.
And then I tried writing something, and I gave it to you guys, and you guys couldn't make it out.
We couldn't make it out. That's right. We couldn't make it out.
And I, for the life
Jeff of me. Jeff and I were laughing.
Yeah, for the life of me, I can't remember what I was trying to write either. Anyway. So
you were still quite groggy. You were still quite.
Oh, I was hallucinating.
Even though you were aware of us and you were aware of what you wanted to say, you were not fully conscious.
Yeah.
To be able to convey what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I was definitely hallucinating a lot because, like I said, I know. It always seemed like my eyes were closed the whole time because I don't recall seeing their faces at all.
I know. I tried to look at you, and you really didn't. Focused.
Oh, so my eyes were open?
Yeah, your eyes were. Well, yeah, your eyes would open. And you even responded to the nurse. You understood what she was saying, and you looked at her, and your eyes were open, but not where you were engaged.
Uh-huh.
Like you were looking at each other.
Uh-huh.
Or engaged in a conversation.
Right.
You would look around, but you were still in and out.
Yeah, well.
In and out of consciousness.
The whole time I had this vision in my eyes, my mind, and it was like my eyes were closed, and I was seeing this strange idea of these pipes going down my throat and going all throughout my lungs and everything. And because she was a power of suggestion for her telling me that she wanted to take the tube out.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so she pulled the tube out, and it felt really big to me, and square and smooth to actually. Was it square?
Actually, I can't tell you that detail.
Uh-huh.
But then I remember when she pulled it out, I said, whoa, I wouldn't want, that's terrible to shove, put somebody's down somebody's throat. It looked big.
Yeah.
To put. But I guess it has to be to open the esophagus, you know?
No, it goes down my throat, into my lungs.
Yeah,
not my esophagus.
To be, but it seemed like it would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. So at one point, she was cleaning my throat out with the suction. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she suctioned your mouth.
Okay, and then at one point, she told me to do it. Okay? And I was suctioning it, and then I made this joke about how I had no gag response whatever. And, hey, I could even be in porn movies, you know, like.
You said that?
Yeah. You don't recall me saying that?
No.
because.
Nurse responded?
No, she was gone. I think she had left. Because I was really doing this and doing this. Maybe
I
she,
don't
I,
think
I'm not.
Maybe
I,
you thought that, but you didn't
she
say
probably was.
It.
Well, no, because after I, when I said that, I said, you know, I probably could be in porn movies. I have no gag response at all, as I was suctioning it up my throat. And Jeff goes, oh, God.
Oh, he heard it? Oh, well, I didn't hear it. Yeah. He heard it then.
Yeah, because he knows the kind of stuff I'll say, you know, that's embarrassing. So.
That is embarrassing.
But he was, I think he was probably saying, please don't say anymore. He's thinking his thoughts in his mind. Don't say anymore.
You're going to embarrass us here.
He's, yeah. Anyway. So. So after, but I don't recall actually seeing your faces that much. So how long did you stay? Did you guys stay?
Not a whole lot, only a half. I have to recall at least a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because the nurse had to wait. She got your cardiologist on the phone to talk with me.
Uh-huh.
And she had to wait till he called back. But I don't think it was much longer after that.
Uh-huh.
Ask Jeff. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
My guess is around a half hour. Oh, no, we could have been there a whole hour or closer to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere between a half hour and hour. I couldn't exactly say.
Nobody else came?
Did Monica come that night?
I thought it was the next night that she came.
No, because... She did come. She was there already. I'm replaying this in my head.
Oh, okay. Oh, she was there. She was
already there when Jeff and I arrived.
Ah.
And she's the one that left right away.
Uh-huh.
When we got there, she left within a couple minutes. And I said, 5 minutes. And I said, you're not staying? She said, no, I'm coming tomorrow. So she was.
That's right. She had just driven up, right, from L.A.?
She came up that day. And
yeah.
She came right to the hospital.
Yeah.
And she, now that we were there, she... wanted to go home, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just it. I just want to see what you, try to remember what you said, what you remember.
But it's true because when you looked, you know, when I smiled at you, touching your hand.
Yeah.
You looked at me, but I could tell that you knew it was me, but it was like you weren't about to respond.
It was like my eyes were closed.
But your eyes were open.
Okay.
Because you looked at Jeff, he looked at me, and you kind of smiled. So you were aware, your consciousness was there, but it was in and out.
Uh-huh.
I think it was in and out. You weren't fully there to want to respond, but then it wasn't long before you were ready to talk.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't communicate.
Right.
We couldn't understand you.
Uh-huh. At all, the whole time?
That's why you wrote it down.
Yeah, but after they took the tube out and after I tried to write something down, you still couldn't understand me?
Right.
Oh, okay. I could answer yes or no, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you were conscious, aware of...
And you understood yes and no?
...being said and all, but you just had this... not the full consciousness to be able to communicate. Or we just couldn't understand it. Jeff and I kept saying, we can't understand it.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So you weren't able to articulate it. That's it. It's
mm-hmm.
not that you weren't aware... You were not able to articulate fully what you were trying to say because it was muffled or something.
Oh, okay.
Garbled.
Okay.
It sounded garbled to us.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.